morning host tonight. I'm Bobby McCready. It feels really weird that we took over the HLE podcast and we have the lifting crew basically on right now. Like, we completely just kicked Carter off, told Cole to go hide and cry somewhere, and we are just taking over right now. And there's nothing they can do. And it's April Fool's, so they really, really fucked up on this one.
Or maybe it's a joke on us.
Oh, true. I like that idea. This isn't a real podcast, is it?
No, so, we're never making it.
Let me introduce those two lovely people speaking in the background here. We have our coaches from the Hunt, Lift, Eat, Wattify side of our online program. And we have Coach Kylie and Coach Josh Rags. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello. Good evening. Good morning. Good morning. This will be released tomorrow. So hope everybody's working out and getting some motivation while they roll these clips.
That's true. We'll be in day two when this releases. So it's kind of pretty perfect timing of our new program that we're just launching. Which
day
I don't
two of what?
I was just saying, I don't want to steal any thunder away from you guys announcing it. So. Well, let's let Josh, because he's the newest here. Josh, what are we running right now?
We are about ramping up day one. Tomorrow will be day two when you're hearing this. We're running our Magni program, and we are concentrating on strength and endurance in this. And just on that, piggybacking, running right into what we want to talk about, there's three things that I think are really cool about Magni, Bobby. And for me, as a personal trainer, I've got clients that I have in our home gym, and with the weather changing and everybody's coming out of winter hibernation, I think an increase in your volume and your intensity is necessary. And that's what Magni's given us. It's taken all of the strength, all of the mobility that we maintained over the winter. It's taken the muscle that we built, those strength gains, and now we're actualizing them into something that's functional for guys and gals like us that use both our maximal strength and our endurance on a regular basis. So, And that's to me, that's exciting because that it's a challenge. You're coming. I mean, I was not lazy, but I didn't do a whole lot of running during the winter. Who likes to do that? Plus you're hunting. There's times that you just, I'll lift and that's it. So now we're getting into running. We're getting into plyometrics, a lot heavier, things like that. So it's just a shift in focus. And I think that's good going into the spring. The next thing that I really enjoy real quick, and I want to talk about this and that is the variability. It's week to week. That's spectacular. We're going from pretty basic lifts into something where I think every 2 weeks the workout is completely changed. And that's also kind of, I like that going into the spring.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the hibernation part of it, because we intentionally ran the Balder program, which is all bodybuilding. I think that was end of October, November, and then into December. And then we jumped into Modi, which had some running, but it wasn't quite what we have prepared here in Magni. So we hibernated, we built up our muscles, we ate all of the good foods throughout the holiday seasons, and now we're ready to run it off, right?
We hope so.
Yeah, it's really neat to see the transition. And for our listeners right now that don't know and haven't joined us on the Wattify side of things, we all just keep saying Wattify, but we are transitioning to online programming, which has been really, really cool. And it's for our team members that have been active in it, have really seen it as a beta test of what we can do and what we're capabilities of. And I can tell you from the first time we ran Modi a year ago to right now, the difference that we've seen inside this app is so cool. Kylie's really taken the program into another level with videos and substitutions. And she's realizing how time consuming it is. So now she doesn't yell at me as much. So it's really neat to see that the growth inside of the actual HLE program inside right now. And pretty sweet to see that we have a lot of coaches and things like that going on.
Yeah. Bobby, I appreciate you bringing up that work that Kylie's doing. Kylie, I'd like for you to talk just a little bit about the substitutions and the changes and things like that. Cause I think that's part of what may be a little intimidating, looking at the 18 sheets of programming that's coming up. It's like, oh my gosh, can I handle this? I don't even know what this is. I tried that last time and it didn't work. And you've put a lot of work in on the back end to saying, okay, well, look, everybody's going to stay in the game. Here's what you got. So talk a little bit about that for us. I think that'd be great for these guys to hear.
Yeah, so this is a 14-week program. It's not short by any means, but it definitely builds on top of itself. And we have three different levels included in the Magni program, and that's your beginner, your intermediate, and advanced. So one thing that we definitely leveled up was the access inside the app lets you see all of those different levels. So let's say you don't typically do cardio, and you've been working on your muscles. We still have our bro splits included. And then for the running portion, there's three different levels. So let's say you're an advanced lifter, but you're a beginner runner. You have the option to intermingle, part of that programming to fit what's best for you. And we've added modifications for people who, can't get into the gym. We tried to expand the program to capture more folks. That way it's achievable. 14 weeks. Beachbody right. Ready.
So what she's saying there, if you're listening closely, is that there's no reason not to do all of the programming blocks every day for the next 14 weeks. Because if you lack time, you lack ability, or you lack gumption, there's an option for you to dumb it down a little bit, make it a little easier for that day so that you can get to the next one. So right. Take advantage of that. She's done a lot of work. I was really impressed when I jumped on there. I was like, whoa. I mean, there's even videos, guys. So if you don't like to read or look things up, you can just press the button and it'll show you how to do it. Just press the button.
Yeah, follow the rep schemes. Press the button.
Mm-hmm. Everything that you just said is so cool of how the difference that we've become. Like everyone just said, Carter has been saying this for the longest time, how he wants like a 30-minute fit dad kind of thing to get out, get those dads going and everything. This is it, because now you have it broken down into beginner to intermediate to advanced. Now you can have your actual program and designed based off of your needs. And in my eyes, I think the coolest thing is if you're intimidated by the program, start as a beginner and in a week or two, try to get up into the intermediate or try to get to the expert. Push yourself through the whole program. Seeing the leaderboard and the other people achieve everything that you can, it's really cool.
Why don't Josh, you talk a little bit about how to use that first part of the program to really feel how your body's responding to the volume and to the changes and what it's offering.
Absolutely. In that, I would first encourage everybody to follow the rest. At the bottom of all of the rep schemes, there's a rest interval. That's really crucial for managing the load that you're about to be put under long-term. You think about every time you go to sleep overnight, every time you rest in between sets, every time you rest between exercises, that's adding to the growth going forward and the ability for your body to handle volume. So when we're looking at those first, I believe it's 2 or 3 weeks, there's some testing that's involved. So you're checking what your working max, your training max is for those exercises. You're doing that on an alternate scheme. You're also testing your running capacity. And you're also testing kind of what your ability is in your Metcons. What I would encourage everyone to do is to consider those individually. And Kylie and I were also even talking about, if you're brand new to this or it is intimidating, you're not sure where you fit in, or you don't have time to do it all at once, maybe splitting your lifting and your cardio up different parts of the day. Maybe start the day with running and lifting, but really pay attention to what your body's telling you. So let's say this week you come off Easter, you got ham and mashed potatoes flowing through your veins, you're salted up, rock solid, you go in the gym and you're just mashing this week. Yeah, you're just, macho man, and you kill the maxes. And you're like, dude, I've never lifted this great in my life. Week 2, week 5 is probably going to be a little difficult on you as that volume ramps up, because you may have really performed that first week, but pay attention. And then see if you're not able to finish well with good form. If you find yourself needing a good spot for, let's say it's 10 sets of 5 and you find yourself set 7, 8, 9, and 10 needing a spot on the last 2 or 3 reps, you may need to back off a little bit to just find your place and find that set of lifts and running and Metcon and chassis work that allows you to challenge yourself week to week and not get overloaded. And you'll be able to tell that by how you feel one week to the next week. The way that this programming is written and with its linear periodization is you step up and you drop. And that drop week is because everything around that is supposed to get more intense, but you're lifting rests. And then you do the same thing and on the same pattern, the running does the opposite. So you should be balancing that. And if you find yourself not flowing with that, if you feel on one of those deload weeks where you're, going back 7.5%, that you feel worse on that week than you did lifting 7.5% more 2 weeks previous, that tells you something. And so just pay attention to that. And like Kylie's saying, there's a microcosm of that in this first 2 to 3 weeks. So just pay attention and kind of adjust things as you're going and find your groove and then get in it.
Yeah. So tip number one, right?
Yeah.
Get your rest in, right?
Yes.
Tip number two is pay attention to your body. So we like to use what's called autoregulation. And I think that I've mentioned it on some podcasts before, but that's knowing how your body's responding to the programming and then adjusting the programming so that your body is recovering and you're still maximizing the benefits of what the program's offering. So like Josh is saying, if you're finding yourself struggling through some of those deload weeks, modify your sets. You can drop your weight just slightly. You can start off at your, you know, typical weights. If you're getting into your, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth set and you need to pull it back a couple of pounds so you can finish with the right amount of reps and the right form, that's all really important. If the volume is just out of the gate too much, maybe you do, we don't like to say drop off parts of the program, but bring it back a little bit. Sure. And then work it back in later as your body starts to adapt. It is not supposed to be cookie cutter. And that's why you have coaches who are available that you can message through Wattify. We do have a Signal chat that is encompassing for the HLA community that they can reach out to us at any time and get advice on how to make it work better for them. Mm-hmm. So we call that auto-regulation. And, you know, that flows not just through this program, but anything that, that you know, you're looking to invest your body and time in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as Kylie and I have been getting to know each other and each other's training styles, we found that that's one place where we really, really, I don't think there's anything that we disagree on. I think the way that I have, and we've talked about this in the past, one way to measure your exertion is what's called the rate of perceived exertion. It's RPE. And that's a 1 to 10 scale. 1 being like, bro, are we even working out? 10 being like, dude, I couldn't do that again in the next 10 weeks because that was the hardest thing I've ever done. And with inside of that scale, you measure, you can either do each set, each lift, or the session, the lifting session as a whole, the cardio session as a whole, or the workout as a whole. And what you do, you measure each workout the same way, 1 through 10. Now that was a 7, this was a 6, this was a 5. And you just keep track of that. And that is, I think that's the simplest way to start learning that auto-regulation of understanding where you're at in your workouts. And what you can go back and do, especially using Wattify, is see, okay, 3 weeks ago I lifted at 80% and I did 8 sets of 5. And I said that was a 7. Well, this week I'm only up 5% from that. I'm doing less sets and reps, but this feels like a 9. You know, you can backtrack and see like what happened in your day to day. Was your baby keeping you up all night? Have you been really stressed at work? Mm-hmm. Has your diet been on point? Did you go on a bachelor party or a bachelorette party? What has changed in the training or outside of the training that would be affecting it? And if there's nothing there, then it's within the training. There, you might just need more rest or whatever that may be. And so that's what that number does for you. Is all it is, it's a reference point of where you're at compared to where you've been to kind of give you some perspective. Kyla, is there another way that you've done the auto-regulation or taught your clients? Because it's real easy when it's you, you know, just tell yourself, I don't feel good. But,
well, in my in-person classes, I usually not interview them on the way in the door, but I watch them and I talk to them. Right. So the more that you know the people that you're working with, you can understand what their capabilities are that day. You know, so I won't overload someone who comes in and looks like they're just dragging ass. You know, or somebody who looks like they're doing a little bit more, that, you know, 25-pound dumbbells moving pretty quick, then they're going to get a 30 and they're going to curse me up and down. But they typically don't pretend that they can't later. So, and that's your step up too in your program. Taking that good day and taking advantage of it and loading on just a little bit more, you've just, in essence, up to your 1 rep max or your overall training effort straight through to your program 3 weeks out from now, because you monopolized or took the opportunity through that training day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We went on a lot of tangents. Do we need to recap the rest and the auto-regulation were the two big, two big tips, resting and using auto-regulation to know yourself while you work out.
We'll just make that the headline of the episode, and we'll just keep saying it over and over again. Because we're like squirrels would see a nut and we're just like, oh, nuts. We're just go all over the place.
We dropped a lot between RPs and methodologies and periodizations, and we used a lot of words.
Yeah. Well, between the three of us, what are we at? Like, let's see, 7,000 milligrams of caffeine today, probably, on a pre-workout.
He counted to three and went to 7,000. You are not a math major.
I think that's about
that. That's caffeine, a lot of caffeine. You're probably drinking caffeine right now.
I don't know. No, that's water. Yeah. Josh is all stimmed up. He's ready. He's in his gym. He's sitting on his bench. He's ready to rock right now.
You're right, Kylie. And I appreciate what you said there. There was a lot. But the point is rest and auto-regulation. Because we we're not transitioning or changing anything, but we're definitely going to bring about I would like to, and I plan to bring about a little bit more of a psychological perspective to lifting, because like Kylie just said, if you come in and you know the workout that you have, because you've been tracking yourself, that's going to be a 9 today. It should only be a 6. And you go in there and you hit a 7.5, you just dominated. And when you're on the mountain day 8, day 9 on a hunt, and you just don't want to get up because you haven't been having any luck, that is what changes that instance right there, is when you show up and you go above what you know you should be able to do. And then on those days where you know you can kill the workout and you do more or go above what the workout says, like you're saying, you're building a foundation for later on. And so that's why rest, because rest is always important. But that auto-regulation is something we're going to start dripping in, because, I mean, a lot of hunting, mountain hunting, is between the ears, and all of lifting is between the ears. You know, so that's self-awareness allows us to capitalize on those things. And so that's what that's why we want to make that tip really prevalent. So,
and we want to, I want to talk to you about it. Most of my classes, the people that have been most successful have been willing to be coached on the mental approach and understanding what was happening in their program instead of just doing the program, because that's what's written on paper. And there are people who don't care. They're like, I'm just going to do this today. I'm walking in and I'm walking out. But people who actually invest a little bit of their brain cells into how that translates in their everyday life, just that day, and then, you know, the next week, and then getting onto the mountain, and the way that it bleeds into everything else, have been more successful long-term exercisers. So it's a huge benefit.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to get too good, Bobby.
Good. No, go ahead, Josh. Yeah, go for it.
I don't want to be too philosophical, but in a whole nation where everything is pretty easy, you know, like we live really comfortably, we have to find places to challenge ourselves. And I mean, what a really cool way to challenge yourself, like some equipment like this back here, like go grab something heavy and just tax yourself, and that's how you're going to be as tough as your ancestors. They had to make a living doing it. You're just doing it for fun. Like, come on. There's so low stakes, but you could be so, like, sharp if you just put your mind to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just wanted to piggyback off of something that you said before, and I thought it was really cool of, you know, you get people that, one, haven't done a digital program before, and they're just so used to doing the bro splits and the, you know, everything every day of the week, and they have never really dove deep into the programming world like this. And if we really look back, we had a lot of people that would message us, and Kyle was one of them. He said, holy crap, I didn't even realize, like, I added 20 pounds to my deadlift over the last 2 months. I didn't even realize, because I was tracking it through Wattify. And he's like, I never would have guessed, like, you know, the digital program inside, where you can track, it tracks every workout that you do, and the history is there for you, so you can constantly see your progress. And like Josh was saying, if you did have a bad day, or you went out on a bachelor party or something like that, you can note that in there and say, hey, this was a bachelor party day or something. So when you're looking back in your history, you're not kicking yourself in the ass, and you're realizing that the progress is still there. So just my spiel on the digital versus printing.
I do it all the time for my lifting, because I do run, and I mix it up. So like, I did an 8-mile trail run yesterday, and I know that when I was going to lift today, my legs were going to feel like trash. So like, if it's the same program I would have done on a day maybe I didn't run the day before, and I know If I can hit the numbers, it's a godsend. But if I'm not, like I'm really pushing through. But if it's not, I give myself a grace for it because I know that my legs are already overloaded. I'm auto-regulating that, hey, I've got to come down like 10 or 15% today. But that doesn't mean I've lost out on the programming's benefits just because I managed what I was doing within that workout.
Absolutely. The workouts are cumulative and they build. Boom, 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 boom. Yes,
just like
absolutely.
Your calories. Calories in a week. It's not by day. It's not by day. In a month's time, if you've taken in, you know, 50,000 calories instead of like, and only burnt 20,000 because you're sitting on the couch, it's accumulation of 30,000 calories of fat.
Yes.
Or just Easter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just don't chocolate.
There's another thing too, and I figured this out after I got out of college and had a bunch of periodization and programming built for me, you know, by my strength and conditioning coach. If you max out and you only lift your percentages and you do a typical program and you get to the week before you max or 2 weeks before you max, you're doing 98 or 97.5%. If you don't fail along the way because of the amount of sets or reps that that coach has you doing, you're never going to max any heavier. Because you're only lifting what your body's capable of. So you should fail. What we're trying to get everybody here to understand is why. Was it because the programming beat you? Good. That's what we build it for. Or is it because you beat yourself? That's on you. Figure that out. You know what I mean? And so that's not Bobby laughs.
Bobby's like, well.
Figure it the fuck out. No, I'm sorry.
Bobby's like, I don't fail. There's no failure here. There's no week in the wild, Josh. Yeah.
You're on the wrong podcast for failures. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well,
so
listen,
the next podcast is going to be failing properly. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Without
absolutely.
A spotter so that nobody's dropping bars on their chest. And
Yes. Keep your catchers high. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Fall forward. Lots of things. Oh, this would be great. I'd love to fail a bunch of times at a squat.
When I do my Olympic lifting or even front squats or back squats, because I like to teach people how to be independent with it, one of the first things I do is I will fail with the bar. I throw the bar, you know, whichever way you're falling, you push the counterweight and what have you. And it scares people at first when they hear the weights fall on the ground. I've had people in another room think an accident happened because I'm just dumping the weights. But they understand that you can control your fail. In essence, if you don't have somebody with you, which is always... I don't know. It's a fun part of something I teach. It's failing.
Yeah.
Bob's fail like, gracefully. You're good.
I use assisted squat bars all the time. What do they call those? The Smith machines. Bobby's all into Smith machines.
Yeah, he just has to roll his
Bobby
hands.
Day? Yeah.
Yeah. He just rolls his hands forward. That's why his wrists are so big. He just rolls them forward after he's done.
Listen, I failed hard the other day. I got my boot on. I got a torn Achilles. I'm like limping gracefully.
How do you do that at a Planet Fitness?
It was a hockey
what?
Game.
Whoa. What?
First off. Somebody
you playing or you were watching?
Off top. Yeah. I was running after the peanut guy in the stands and he got... No, somebody off topic. Someone cross-checked me from behind and I was on ice and both my legs crashed into the boards. And that broke my fall. So, yeah. Ooh. Fun times.
Fair.
Planet Fitness that in your juice box, Kylie.
Wow. Hey, they're not going to let the lift team have the podcast if you keep acting like that, Bobby.
I got the username and password. Now they'll have to change the password.
Oh, man. Never give Bobby any sort of access to anything. Don't give him your address. I've been super secretive. That way I don't get random weird mail.
Yeah. Listen, I've listened to a lot of podcasts in my day, like that from the start. And they always have like one guy that kind of talks for a while. And then they get a co-host that's like got a lot of spunk. I think Bobby's just vying for like the co-host spot. He just wants to be the co-host of the podcast now.
Spunky Bobby.
Yeah, Spunky Bobby.
Bobby's been on podcasts too many times with Carter. I miss Carter. And I remember one time we did one without Carter or Luke, and I got in trouble, and it was like me, Caleb, Tyler, and there's a reel going around of Hoochie Daddy shorts, and it was just a mess, man. I was probably the last host
Luke,
for a while.
Yeah, Luke, if you're listening, I'll make sure that the lift team doesn't Hoochie Daddy short anything. We promise.
So get some Hoochie Daddies. I guess our tips kind of were a little all over the place, but I feel like we just wanted to really talk about what is on the horizon with the lift of Hunt Lifty, because we have so many podcasts out there with the hunting side of things, and we tend to forget how important the lifting side is. And it's really cool to see the lifting side growing so strong and so rapidly right now with online programming, a lot of community members, team members, and everybody jumping in with us. And that's one of the coolest things about online programming, is seeing everybody else do this with you. It's not like you're just by yourself in the gym. Now that you have the knowledge of all these coaches here, you also have the team backing you behind you, you know, and you see guys on the leaderboard and you're like, well, shit, I better get out to that gym and get on that leaderboard too. So really cool. I hope to see a lot of people jump in on the programming side. Like I said, we just started, so definitely jump in. You're not missing much right away. We'll post the actual huntlifty.wattify. I think it's on our website too. You go to huntlifty.com. You can actually buy the Wattify link right through there. It's super, super inexpensive. It's less than a cup of coffee a day. I mean, that is investing in yourself for less than a cup of coffee a day is a pretty big piece of investment right there for yourself. Any closing remarks, Josh or Kylie?
Rest, auto-regulation. Don't forget it.
So, yes, you are coming out of hibernation. Be careful. Embrace the program. Love the cardio. Auto-regulate your body.
Yeah. Love it. And fail gracefully.
Fail gracefully and don't be scared to reach out. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask definitely. Questions.
We're multiplying. It used to be just me, and then it was Kylie, and now we got Josh. There's the team's growing here for knowledge, and it's so cool. So definitely utilize all this knowledge we have here.
Yeah.
Love it. I guess that's it for this week, and I hope we appreciate the hell out of you listeners, and I hope you really reach out and join us in the program, and we'll catch you all next week.